clear it up.
Yeah.
If they don't clear it up, then fines are assessed. And then at that point, they have to determine whether they want to take it to court and fight it, or they just want to...
And that's due process.
Yeah, that would be the due process.
That's like a
it's like parking tickets, speeding tickets.
Yeah, it's the same story.
Yeah.
You can, you don't have to go to court. You can if you want to fight it, but the county attorney isn't involved in any of that with, like, Salt Lake County Sheriff's Office. I write a ticket. It goes to the sheriff's office, and they contact the guy and say, okay, your fine is $60. If you want to go to court, then you go to court, but then you got court fees and attorney fees and all
risk. Schedule your court date.
There's got to be something we could do, because our code violations, it's not working like as it is.
No.
Nothing's happening.
And my thought is that would actually push, in a way, the county attorney to do something.
Wonder how the town does it.
I know, I'd
have
to ask.
Maybe I'll ask the mayor. Or do they, what do they do?
I'm trying to remember what Jennifer said. They have a similar difficulty.
Yeah.
Well, because they don't have?
It's the same story. They don't have an enforcement officer.
Yeah.
And then
their attorney
doesn't live here. And does the attorney, they'd have to go to court here over the whole thing.
Yeah.
Does the city have an attorney?
Similar frustration.
Do they have an attorney?
Yeah, but it's...
It's someone from the Wasatch Front.
Yeah.
But could we borrow him? For lack of a better word.
Sure, for a fee.
But borrow him for specifically our code enforcement problems.
Well, that's where I'm saying to the county commission, look, your past attorneys have not fulfilled their contractual duty. So therefore, don't pay the next one for that part of what we expect them to do, and let's go find somebody else that will.
Yeah.
Take that money and hire a code enforcement guy. It could be part-time, because...
Might be full-time at the beginning, but
it might
be very bad if we get it under
2 weeks, then he'd have it all cleaned up thoroughly.
But then it'd be 2 years, you know, dealing with everybody getting rid of all their crap.
Well, yeah, I mean, the reality is whenever you do something like this in the very beginning, it's brutal.
Yeah.
Everybody fights it. Everybody's upset.
Like, you've let me do this for all this time.
Well, you let so-and-so do it.
Now, why are you getting...
Yeah, that's exactly right. But then you have to get to a point where you say, okay, fine. We'll help people get legal if we can.
Yeah.
But then there are people like this one where we can't. But then you reach a point where you say, hey, we can't.
Well, what's the difference between what we just did with that house in Birch Creek, which is basically a trailer house, and those over in the cove?
There's nothing.
Same code, Dink.
But we just did it. We just said through the ordinance that they're going to have to do something. They're going to have to move it. Do something.
But now we have to send it to the county attorney, and the county attorney has to do his thing.
Okay.
And that's where we have the problem.
Well,
it comes to a screeching halt. And the landowner is sitting there laughing at us saying, well, yeah, nobody's going to do anything. You sit there and say how it is, but it's not ever going to happen.
Well, just
we have done that with other ones, just like that, where we said, this is clearly in violation, just like, what's his name, that was prosecuted.
Yeah, but nothing's done. Nothing's happened.
But we went through that process just like we just did.
Yeah, we did.
They said, this is a violation. County attorney, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm almost wanting to, I'm going clear back to when I was in the county commission, that I want a report given to the county commission every time they have a meeting of where the violations are. We had a point where we wanted to know what the sheriff's department was doing, and we wanted, as a county commission, all of what the sheriff's department was doing. I think the commission should have on their agenda a report of from the county attorney of where those violations are.
We could give them a list of the violations.
Yeah, they do have, they have added to the agenda code violation updates, but I don't think there's been any updates.
I don't think any of those would be more than, what was the word I just had?
Misdemeanor?
Misdemeanor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they are misdemeanors.
Yeah, they're all misdemeanors.
But the fees, the fines, are like supposed to be per day. So it could add up. But I don't
think Vantassel's
paid, I don't think Vantassel's paid any fines.
So then a lien, if he's been fined, then he's not paying, then his property ought to have a lien on it.
I don't know if he's been fined. I don't know what, I don't know if the court decision was, gave him more time to clean up, or I don't know.
But that's my thought, that our real solution is that we should be able to send out a deal saying you're in violation. If you want to appeal this, and you have to get a court date and do all that. But here is the penalty, and you are fined, and you are to stop and desist or remove.
But the county attorney says we can't do that. He has
to. And that's what I'm saying. We need to find a way to fix that.
Because in the past, I used to send out the letters notifying them that they were in violations. But Kent told me not to do that anymore.
Right. But there's a problem that we aren't getting anything solved.
Yeah, I think that
it's a dead issue.
I think
I've been on the board only for a year and a half now, and I can guarantee you we haven't had one solution.
Yeah.
Not even one solution of any of the violations.
Well, that one over there with that went to court was.
I thought we were going.
I thought we were going.
Yeah.
Nothing has happened. That guy's sitting there laughing at us.
Sure, yes.
Yeah. He hasn't been up there either, because I watch it. I can see the whole place from my porch.
Well, I think within a month and a half that we are probably going to go to the county commission, and maybe as a group. And do they have work sessions?
No.
Oh,
that's their problem.
Well, then they're going to. I hate going to a regular county commission meeting and griping, but we're.
We need to do something.
We got to go do something about it.
Well, the problem is it's our responsibility as planning and zoning.
And we're being laughed at.
We got to feel our frustration. But the frustration is coming from them not being willing to
pay for the what's needed.
Take care of what's there.
And my thought is we should do it now rather than later, because they're getting ready to go into budget hearings.
Yeah.
And this is a budget issue, and they can't say they don't have money or that it's not in the budget. If we get there before they do the budget.
I wonder if, because it's about the reason you go into an executive session is for, there's three or four different things, and now I got brain.
So you think it'll be a closed session?
Well, I would prefer maybe a closed session with us, it's dealing with legal. One of them is legal things you can go into a closed session. I'll ask Matt about going into a closed session based on some legal issues that the county is needing to deal with, and see if he'll let us do that. And then we can go into that, because I would rather it not be with, well, maybe the county attorney will say he's there, but it doesn't matter. It is what it is.
It is what it is,
and maybe
you're
he'll
not blaming him. It's
and,
just not.
And
it's
maybe
not
he'll
done.
Say, "Look, this is why." So, county commission, with your next attorney, maybe he can tell us how to deal with it. You know, it might be offensive to him a little bit, but it is what it is. We haven't got anything done.
They're not voters. Yeah. They don't vote here.
Yeah.
If you don't have a mechanism for enforcement, then you might as well not have.
Well,
yeah. And that's just where, you know, we work on all these ordinances and do all this stuff, and I kind of think that's where Heidi was. It's like, what's the point?
That was one of them.
If there's no mechanism for enforcement, what will happen is eventually, the same things happen now. As you go down the road,
how did these other counties get rid of them?
And then people.
Well, wow. Shane doesn't.
Well, Bear Lake, remember? On, I think it's the east side.
Yeah.
They were stacking these trailers up, and they went in and got rid of all of them. How'd they do that?
They had to assign an enforcement mechanism as part of their ordinances and went in and enforced
it. And so
whether it's condemning the property.
We're confiscating this and putting it out for sheriff's sale.
Yeah. I still think that they should just take one of the deputies and allowing and have him be code enforcement.
Right now, though, there's only three deputies.
But then you got to have prosecution.
And they've got to cover 24/7.
If you don't have prosecution and it's not followed through, then we don't have any keys.
And that's the problem, though. Three deputies, 24/7. And we're going to lose the sheriff.
Really?
Well.
Because now one of the deputies will be the sheriff.
Leonard's going to be the new sheriff because
Eric's so that means retiring. Two deputies and the sheriff starting January 1st.
Except that they are contracting with some other guys coming out of UNA.
There's a guy that comes up.
What's his name? Yeah. Chance something. He's a guy who's going to be working with us from UNA.
But coming over here part time.
Yeah.
Is he like Utah Highway Patrol?
I don't know which department he came from.
John
is John the Utah Highway Patrol guy?
County
commissioner.
But he's a cop.
Yeah, but was he Utah Highway Patrol?
No.
Okay, I couldn't remember. I think I've seen him. Yeah, the mustache. Yeah.
They lost two of their cars in our neighborhood.
Three. It was on the. Did you see the agenda today for commissioners? The cost of the damage to those cars.
Yeah.
One was like 13.9. One was 13.7. One was over 9,000. All
no,
three
they
got
didn't
damaged.
Total it.
Didn't none of
them? They didn't total any of them.
It's probably cheaper than.
Yeah, both of them are almost 14,000 each. And
fix
one
them
was
than it is to buy a new one.
It was on the agenda
I found out that they have charged him with murder.
What?
The kid.
They charged him with murder?
Attempted murder.
When he attacked his mom.
That's
what hit the sheriff once.
Yeah.
Okay.
His bag went off. He got his shoulder. Kid backed up. Was coming back again. The sheriff pulled his gun out and stuck it out the window. The kid stopped. Took off. Down the road. And he went head on into another one. And he backed up and turned around to go the other way, and the other deputy attempted two times to hit him. But he finally stopped. They got to him, and he was crying like a 5-year-old. Well, he's mentally, he is 5.
Yeah.
Well, and I guess he didn't even have a driver's license.
Under with mantle like that, they're still prosecuting. Going to prosecute him for
attempted murder on a police officer.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's a little overboard, do you think?
You
were there, I don't know.
He's.
I mean, especially with his mental state.
Well, the problem is once you go for a police officer with your car, it's a deadly weapon.
Yeah. You're right.
So.
Poor kid.
He's not going to go to prison. He's going to go to some institution.
Yeah.
And because right now he's not eating, he's not taking his medicine, so who knows what's going to happen to him while he's in the Vernal Jail.
Sad.
Okay, well, you guys, let's just wrap this meeting up. Okay, go ahead, Alan.
We got the one on Birch Creek. What about the guy at the storage container? wanted it as an accessory building.
I had up on Skyline. Yeah. I had Matt drive by there yesterday. He said he does not have a storage container on his property, so I don't think he brought it up.
Okay.
Another violation, though, I don't know if you guys have heard about the fight going on between Billy West, Don Winthrow, and Blenda Larson. Those three have just been in a battle for months.
For what?
Turning each other in, fighting.
Yeah, I've heard that they are. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So now, I don't think Billy West is in violation anymore. I think he's got everything cleaned up. But Don Winthrow, the guy to the east of him, has built like a 7-foot fence. Clear down
on the one side.
It would be the west side of Don's property. It's like 7 feet clear to the road.
Oh.
So technically, that is a road between Bill's and Don's.
Yeah.
So Matt went out there and said, and based on like kind of the code, the triangular, Don is going to have to cut his fence down on the front part of his lot because it's clearly it's blocking the intersection basically. It's a sight line. So
is it in that road?
No,
it's on Don's property. Okay. You've been out there, but the fence is so tall that Bill says when he comes out and
you can't see.
Oh,
so Matt said he was going to write up a violation to Don and let him know that he can't have the fence.
He can have a 6-foot
on a
fence.
Corner lot, not to the road. He can only he can't have it blocking the line of vision. And I forget that there's a triangle or whatever, but yeah.
You can't, on corners. You can't have a certain.
So Matt was going to let him know.
For you, because I've seen where other vehicles are at and everything.
And also, he had an old garage there right on his property line on the west side, but he's added on and added on and added on. And Matt said clearly it's not grandfathered in anymore because you've added on all these additions.
Basically, was that him or?
This
Billy
is Don
West?
Winthrow.
Okay.
Yeah, no, okay.
He's built on, he's added on the fence. Extending from his garage, I guess. So Matt was also going to tell him, you're not meeting setbacks on this garage right on the property line. I don't know. Just once I get that written up, I'll bring it to you. So another violation that Matt's like, he's going to fight having to cut his fence down.
I think he'd build it so he could take a saw and just go cut it down to 6 foot.
I don't know. Well, he'll have to cut it to 2 or 3 feet in the front of the yard.
In front,
yeah.
But I just
there's hatred in there.
Those
that
three out there.
But he removed that big pile of cut logs.
I think in the middle of the road there that they wanted that. Remember, didn't they originally call and want that road vacated?
They wanted the road, and no.
No.
It's not.
So
they just turn each other in.
Every time Bill West sees me, I was getting propane at the KOA the other day, and he came up and talked to me about it. I'm like, do you guys stop?
Well, what about Bill's family that lives down about 3 houses that have 15, at least 8 motorhomes lined up in a row?
Behind you?
No.
Down by Bill West.
Oh. The other lot? Not
like 3 houses down or something. I mean,
that's been on the list for violations.
Yeah,
it's on the list.
Yeah, I mean, there is probably 5 motorhomes. And they are not cheap motorhomes.
The one that you told us about, it's on the, and I don't even think I put the list in there, because
I don't know how many boats there are there.
West ever get that, he was going to build a new house, he was going to tear that trailer down or something.
On Bear Paw.
Yeah.
There's nothing been done there.
One that has mold in it?
Yes.
Another accessory building. So it would have been in front of his house.
Well, I think what he wanted to do there was to maybe put another, like a double wide in.
He did.
And do a Airbnb, is what I think, not for sure, was really kind of what he wanted.
I think, yeah.
That's the problem, is Belinda and George.
Yeah.
They have a garage that we don't know how long it's been there or that, but it's in front of the house.
They have some garages in front of the house, yeah.
Oh, I want a garage in front of my house, too.
Well, and Matt said he was going to find out, but he thinks if they've been there more than 7 years, basically...
You can't do anything.
They don't, really fight it.
And I think it has been there more than 7 years, I'm pretty sure.
And that's what happens in a lot of these places. You go in, there's certain things are grandfathered and certain things, and then you pick and choose your battles. Which ones are you okay with letting slide, and then which ones are you like... we can't let this slide.
I think if they like cause a safety hazard, maybe. Well, Bill's trying to say B's garage blocks his view going around the corner, and Matt's like, nah, it doesn't. It doesn't block a view. It's okay. It's set far enough back
just
in the corner.
That they are just, and I just want to tell Bill West to shut the hell up.
Just,
they don't like to have Phil's and McCoy's.
Well, it started, well, they were trying to bill in, you remember Bill's violations. He actually went to court. He went, another one that went to court.
Yeah, yeah.
Had to clean
some
stuff up. Then it
and
started,
he did it.
He did.
He did
clean it up.
He was the only one that has done it.
So just so you know, there's that going on out there. I didn't give you anything on it.
Okay, do you guys, number 8, accessory dwelling unit ordinance update. That's attorney hands.
And the changes to the residential, and that's up to the attorney.
That's Lorinda says she's waiting for the proper verbiage from the attorney to put it on the agenda. We think they have to hold a public hearing for the ADU ordinance because it's a new ordinance, even though we held one too. And then maybe just the changes, and it's not a new, number 9, it's not a new ordinance, it's just changes.
Yeah.
But, can't
do.
Yeah. So I just thought I'd keep you guys updated on. I'm still trying to stay on top of it and get it done. It's been a while. So.
Okay, so with having any other questions about any of the items under old business?
What about what residential commercial zone update? What's
that's at the commission or that at the attorney level?
It's Lorinda's waiting for the proper verbiage from the attorney.
That's when we changed all of those.
Yeah. Those are the changes we did. And some of them are very few changes, but
yeah, but on that one, she doesn't know, they don't know if they need to have a public hearing at the commission level or if they can just put it on the commission agenda. On the number 8, they think they have to have another public hearing.
Yeah, because it's a new ordinance. I think the wording and everything was okay with it because Kent went in and changed a lot of it. He changed a lot of my ADU ordinance. He made, and I think I sent that out to you guys.
Yeah.
He changed it quite a bit. But that's okay. He's the attorney, and he would have to litigate it, so But the other one was just, updates. So it's still, I'll try to follow up again and see if Lorinda got
the
verdict.
So have they been looking for another attorney?
We just heard today, well, from some of the commissioners didn't know about it.
Where's the sheriff going?
He's retiring.
He's retiring.
Is he?
Yeah.
The word.
Isn't his son here, too?
Yeah. Yeah, but he's Forest Service cop or something.
Yeah, he's Forest Service.
Yeah, he's not. He used to be a deputy here, but he moved on to Forest Service.
They just deputized him, actually, so that he can now work
for the county, too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep, he can now. They just told me that a couple weeks ago.
Which he used to be a deputy
county, too.
Right?
Yeah, so now he can, from what I understand, he's cross-functional.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like
maybe he
so
can be code enforcement.
One more job as a code enforcement officer.
Yeah, maybe he'd do it.
And he could do it easily on his off day.
The next meeting would be September 15th.
Okay, let me
That's
make
the third
sure.
Tuesday.
I got to look at mine.
Yeah, you school now, huh?
Well, because, me and Donovan have some interest in some of these kids. Mm-hmm. And I just want to make sure there isn't anything going on that day. September 15th.
Well, yeah.
No, right now, we're good. We should be okay.
If I get the maps and stuff figured out, do you want another work session, or do you want me to let you know if we need a work session, if I get stuff, find out more information, just let you know?
What do you guys think? We probably need to review it in a work session, like at 5:30, start at 6. We've looked at the maps.
I think 5:30.
We have an idea what we've got. If it's well enough, then we would move that.
To go to the commission?
Yeah.
You guys are.
What time?
5:30. All right, are you all right with that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, 5:30 is fine.
5:30 on the 15th.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
And, of course, if you read your document and you see anything else,
yeah,
I,
let
that
me know.
One definition,
take that one with
it?
You.
Yeah.
But I thought it looked really good.
I noticed one spelling error where I put pavement instead of placement. The manufacturer will fix that. Oh.
There was something else that was...
The definition...
The one with the A. N-A-V.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that one. I never could find it.
Yeah.
Definition for it.
Okay.
It's probably just two different codes or whatever.
At 5:30?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And maybe I'll do a little research on how other entities handle violations. I don't know.
Well, I just turned 80 yesterday.
You did? Yeah.
Happy birthday!
Way to go, man! Gosh,
that's right.
I never thought I'd be 80 years old. Ever.
Patty was in yesterday and told me it was your birthday, and I meant to say something to you. Sorry.
That's
happy
odd.
Belated.
You're really, you know, you've gone through a little bit of heck, you know, mm-hmm. like, you know, but really.
I still got heck, too.
Yeah, okay, I'm sure, but keep it up.
It's like my oncologist says, your blood work's just right there where it's supposed to be. For somebody that has leukemia. I'm going, oh, good.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot. That's a real ego builder.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and close the meeting so we can turn this off.
At 7, so, 8, meeting adjourned. 7:28.
Okay, but.